Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Popular Fairbanks singer, musician, and actress Sarah Mitchell is dead, the victim of what's being investigated as a suicide. Fairbanks police say Mitchell's body was found yesterday in a snow dump in the Hamilton Acres neighborhood. Mitchell's mother had reported her missing the previous night after dropping her off for work at Pioneer Park Palace Theater, where she was a performer. Police say the cause of death was a gunshot wound. Mitchell's Facebook page says she was to begin a graduate program in drama therapy at New York University this month. A cybersecurity firm says Alaska was targeted by hackers using computers in China. Alaska Public Media reports that the company, Recorded Future, documented repeated attempts to connect to several networks in Alaska before and after the state sent a trade delegation to China in May. According to the report, the scanning activity spiked when Governor Bill Walker announced the visit to China in March, and again just after the delegation left the country. The data shows that Alaska Communications Systems Group, or ACS, and Alaska Power and Telephone Company were targeted in addition to the state's Department of Natural Resources. There's evidence that the scanning came from internet connections registered to Tsinghua University in Beijing. Walker's administration is pushing back against the report. Press Secretary Austin Baird says there was web traffic targeting the state, but no hack actually happened.
The state of Alaska, like most state governments, like most businesses, like most companies that do business online or do business internationally, there's routinely anonymous activity on the perimeter of networks that amounts to someone checking if the door is locked.
Baird says the state does not believe that China was the original source of the scanning activity. He says the state contacted law enforcement as a precautionary measure, but does not plan to do any further investigation into the source of the web traffic. Fairbanks Veterans Stand Down events are happening today and tomorrow. In its 20th year, the Stand Down gives military veterans easy access to services they might not otherwise seek out. This afternoon, there's a surplus clothing handout from 1 to 6 p.m. at Pioneer Park. Tomorrow, Stand Down organizers will serve breakfast to veterans to kick off a day-long service fair.
It is everything under a big umbrella. There'll be dental, medical, eye screenings. There's going to be some legal people there that can answer questions in regards to the legal system and the VA. Blood screenings. There's going to be homeless outreach groups who are there to help get veterans into housing.
John Duncan, a counselor at the Fairbanks Veterans Center, says the event was started because local veterans, particularly from the Vietnam War era, were not signing up with the Veterans Administration for services.
There's been a lot of reluctance by the older generations of veterans to really engage with the services that are out there, so like the VA, and we also have a pretty sizable chunk of veteran population that is homeless and kind of living out in the woods. So this was an option for them to get those services they may be avoiding in a setting that was more comfortable.
Duncan says the community is very supportive of Alaska veterans, and many service organizations will be set up to answer questions tomorrow. New this year is a legal clinic to help veterans make new claims or follow up on existing claims with the VA. The event goes from 7:30 to 3 p.m. tomorrow at Pioneer Park. The Alaska Volcano Observatory is upgrading its network of monitoring equipment thanks to a federal cash infusion. The University of Alaska Fairbanks partners with the U.S. Geological Survey and the state to run the AVO. Observatory coordinating scientist Jeff Freymuller says a $12 million increase from the USGS will help the AVO as it recovers from years of less than adequate federal support.
We bottomed out a few years ago with having probably half or so of our equipment in the field non-functional, simply because we had not had money to go out and maintain it.
Freymuller says funding has been better over the last few years, and the latest increase will facilitate replacement of outdated analog seismometers and transmitters that use no longer legal broadcast radio frequencies.
There's just going to be a huge effort to go out to well over 100 locations, remove old equipment, put in new equipment. In some cases, we'll probably abandon a few sites because they're just difficult to get to, and it's not really practical to keep them up with digital equipment. And so, we might reconfigure some networks as well in this process. But it'll be a pretty thorough modernization and really long overdue.
The AVO monitors 33 of 52 historically active Alaska volcanoes. Freymuller says the new technology will improve the quality of data the AVO receives from field sensors and lessen the work required to interpret it.
The noise and the other things that were in the analog recordings actually prevented us from doing a lot of things automatically, because you really kind of needed a person to be able to say, oh, yeah, this artifact is not a real signal or not real data. So I suspect there's going to be some improvement in terms of how much can be made automatic without compromising quality.
Frey Miller will not be at the AVO to experience the new technology. After 6 years leading the observatory, he's moving outside. Taking Frey Miller's place at the helm is AVO scientist David Fee. I'm Dan Bross.